So one of the offenses to the holy name is inattentiveness. Now I have faith in the chanting of the holy names, but still I am not chanting attentively, even if I try to. So I am making an offense. What are the consequences? And how can I not make this offense? And the first thing is that we don't want to practice bhakti at the level of fear. We want to practice bhakti at the level of love. So our goal in chanting is to try to remember Krishna so that we can develop a loving relationship with Krishna. If I am always paranoid, hey, I don't want to commit this offense, then we are offense conscious, not Krishna conscious. We don't want that. Now as far as inattention is concerned, yes, we want to avoid it. But Krishna is an understanding God. Krishna, if you see the Bhagavad Gita, he didn't tell Arjuna that you are a Kshatriya but you have to become a Brahmana. You serve me as a Kshatriya, that is your nature, you serve that way. So Krishna also in the 12th chapter, he gives us multiple levels at which you can practice bhakti. So always fix your mind on me. I can't do that, okay. Then try to fix your mind on me. I can't do that. Then work for me. I can't work for you. Okay, then you do whatever you work, what you want, offer the fruits to me. I can't do that. Okay, whatever work you do, offer the fruits in some sacrifice to someone. Try to develop some selflessness. So Krishna offers multiple levels at which you can connect to. So it is not that Krishna is like a fault-finding God. Hey, you committed an offense, now I'll punish you. It's not like that. Krishna also understands at our level, our minds are uncontrolled. And it's very difficult for us to be attentive. So, sometimes we just not feel like being attentive. Sometimes we may try, but we may not be attentive. So there is a very important difference to recognize between there is our intention, there is our emotion, and there is our action. I may start my chanting with the intention, today I want to chant attentively. But my emotion is completely inimical. What is this? Every day I have to chant. It takes so much time. I can do so many other things. Just get it over with. So we may feel in 100 different ways. Now these emotions, they are simply the results of the moods. So we, just like we have environmental climate that is there, which is not in our control. Sometimes it will be warm, sometimes it will be cold, sometimes it will be windy. That's just, we will live with it. So just as the environmental weather may change unpredictably, uncontrollably, similarly our emotional weather may also change. Today I feel very enthusiastic, tomorrow I just feel so bored. Now, just as we can't control the external weather, often we can't control our inner weather also. I should not feel bored. But I am feeling bored, what do I do? Yes, we can't wish away our feelings. Now that doesn't mean that we simply succumb to our feelings. But rather, if I am feeling a particular way, I do acknowledge that. Today I am feeling very tired. Today I am feeling very disturbed. Yes, that's the way I am feeling. But if I identify with those feelings and get carried away, that's the problem. I have my intention, I want to chant attentively. But today I'm just not feeling like it. So then Krishna sees not just our feelings, he sees our feelings about our feelings. That means I'm feeling very bored. So yes, that feeling of boredom has come within me. But what is my response? Krishna, I don't want to feel bored like this. Krishna, I want to chant attentively. I'm sorry I'm not able to chant. But please help me. So, the feeling of boredom is there within us, but we are trying to maintain our intention. So sometimes, when our mind goes into Rajoguna or Tamoguna, and it just wanders everywhere, or in Tamoguna, it actually doesn't go anywhere only. We want to chant, but the mind just is like so lethargic. Sometimes our mind is like a horse. We just run so fast, we have to catch it. And sometimes it's like a buffalo. You know, sometimes a motorcycle hits a buffalo and the motorcycle falls down. So the mind doesn't move. Now at such times, if at that time we are trying, Krishna, I don't want to feel like Krishna, I want to chant attentively. Please help me, Krishna. Our chanting may not be attentive at all. our intention will please Krishna. And we will make spiritual advancement even through that. Somebody else, they might be in the mode of goodness. And their mind may be very calm. And they may chant very attentively. But they may not make much advancement. Because they are in the mode of goodness. So they sit erect, a nice posture, clear pronunciation. The whole mantra goes off. But the heart is not invested. I'm not saying that people who are doing like that are necessarily like that. But the point is, it's not just the externals. So sometimes I may be focusing on Krishna in the sense that I'm clearly pronouncing, my mind is not wandering. But am I taking shelter of Krishna? It might. Some people are just stolid. You know, they don't get very easily excited or agitated. But that doesn't mean that they're absorbed. It is our intention that matters. So bhakti is quite subtle. Sometimes we may chant with seeming attention, but we may not make much advancement. Because we are not really calling out to Krishna. The word is Mama, Hare Krishna, the word is coming out and the word is going in. But no heart is being invested in it. Sometimes our chanting may be very inattentive, but our heart is Krishna, I want to chant. And despite that inattentive chanting, we may make advancement. So we don't have to become just too overpowered, discouraged by anything. Even if our chanting is inattentive, still we try to keep chanting. And then, especially on such days, we can take a few minutes out to look at what, rather than saying, oh, my mind was inattentive, can look at, okay, what was the inattention? Okay, when I say it was inattentive, that means it was attentive about something else. The mind is never inattentive. It is just attentive to something else than what we want it to be. So you have to find out, okay, what was it attentive about? And why was it attentive about? And then what can I do about it? So if I have some worry about my job, if I have some worry about some relationship, if I have worry about my health, then I can't wish these worries away. But I can use my intelligence. So, okay, I'm a little worried. What if I lose my job? What will I do? Then if that worry is there, we use our intelligence to process that worry. Just have faith in Krishna. Krishna will take care of everything. Yes, that's fine. But in bhakti, there is dependence and there is also diligence. So, if I lose this job, I can do this. 1, 2, 3. Anyway, I have enough savings for a few months. I can work things out. Basically, use your intelligence to address that concern of the mind. And then, the next day when you are chanting, again that concern comes up. Then just maybe take a few minutes break. Just read through what you have written. I'm not saying this daily, just read something else while chanting. But I'm talking about this as, or maybe before chanting itself, we try to go through it once. So once we come to know what are our major distractions, we try to address those distractions. And that way, the mind is basically, mind's concern is taken care of to some extent. I'll conclude with one metaphor for this, that the mind, sometimes we say it is like an enemy. But it's not enemy of the kind we can get rid of. it's an enemy. It's an enemy which we're stuck with. So the enemy metaphor can be it's helpful for just being aware of the dangerousness of the mind. At the same time, for practical functioning, we can use other metaphors. So one of the metaphors I find helpful is, the mind is like a child. So, when a child starts crying, the mother has to pacify the child. Now, how the mother will pacify the child? That will vary from situation to situation. Sometimes you need expertise for that. Once one person, somebody sent me a YouTube video, the child is crying loudly. And the child is crying, and all the leaders are trying to pacify, and the child is not listening only. And finally, the mother, I thought about this inner bulb going on, so it was shown like that. And the mother started screaming, and loudly, the child says, what is this, who is this screaming? Well, the child became silent. So, the point I'm making here is that, with respect to the mind, we have to be fixed in purpose, but we have to be flexible in practice. Now, whatever works, we have to use it. So, if there are certain reasons because it is going to be certain reasons because of which it is becoming inattentive, you have to deal with that. Rather than just saying, oh my mind, I was inattentive. Just try to find out, okay, what was it that made it inattentive? And use the intelligence to address that. And once we do that, then gradually the mind will go off course, but we'll be able to get it back on course faster. So the it's like so when we are chanting, so if the mother is there, the child is there. Now, the mother wants the child to study, but the child wants to run here and there. Now the mother can't just literally repress the child. Mother has to persuade the child, cajole the child, we promise the child something, somehow get the child to study. Similarly for us, we are like the intelligence, or we identify as the intelligence and recognize the mind is like a child. So when it goes off, we have to get it back. Now how I get it back? I'll have to use my intelligence and find out ways. So each person's mind is individual. All of us have our own concerns. And we have to find out the way which works best. Like say if parents have 2-3 children, and the parents know that I cannot use the same formula for all children. You know, I have to talk in a particular way to a particular child, I have to talk in a different way to another child. So like that, all of us have our own mind. So there is something called Uddipan. Uddipan means spiritual stimulus. So we have to find out what is the Uddipan that works for us. That means, as I said earlier, for some of us it may be Kirtan, for some of us it may be picture of deities, some of us it may be the picture of our spiritual master. While we are chanting, we keep picture of initiation in front of us. Now I made a vow to chant. This is my service to my spiritual master. So we find out what is it that acts as works as Uddipan for us. And here we have to take individual responsibility for our spiritual advancement. Somebody else is saying, you know, just sit at one place and chant 16 rounds. Yes, it's good if you can do it. But even sitting at one place, so chanting 16 rounds and sleeping 16 times, then what is the use? Maybe I can stand up and chant. It's not that a thing that at the material level, chanting is spiritual, but we are doing it with a material body. So at a material level, there is no one formula that works for everyone. The shoe that fits one leg bites another leg. So we may hear in different classes different things for controlling the mind. And some of them may work for us, some of them may not work. We just have to be pragmatic. Anukulya sankalpa pratikulya vachana. Whatever works for me, I use it and move forward. So we have to, while practicing bhakti, check what is the Uddipan that works for me. So earlier I talked about processing our distractions. When the mind is being inattentive, what is it that is causing the distraction? I process that. Now I am talking about finding our attractions. Okay, the mind is going off, I don't let it go there. I use my intelligence to process that. Now how to get it back? There is a point of concentration and there is a circle of concentration. That means the ideal chanting is when I simply hear the holy name. But that is very difficult for us. Because right now for us, you know, we don't associate the name with the person. Now, if I call one of you, so if I call Sanatan Priyapru, now as soon as I use his name, I remember him. I remember his, the Nama brings the remembrance of the Guna Rupa Leela. I know about his personality, his qualities, his activities. So that stimulation comes up. But for us, when we chant Krishna's names, we don't associate it with Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities. And that's why it just becomes like a mechanical sound. So what I need to do is, because I can't focus on the point of concentration, I need a circle of concentration. That means, let me have something related with the holy name. I can have a printout of the Maha Mantra. I can have, as I said earlier, a picture of a spiritual master, a picture of my favorite deities. I can have some quote about the importance of the holy name. I can have some picture of my favorite pastime, where Krishna has given shelter to his devotee. And I have to find out some circle of concentration. So when the mind wants to wander, then rather than letting it wander all over the universe, we let it wander within that circle. Yes, I just can't focus on this only. Okay, just think about this. How beautiful these deities are. And you know, okay, these deities are Krishna and I'm calling Krishna's name. Let me call Krishna's name enthusiastically. So we get the mind back to Krishna. So we find out what can work as our circle of concentration. And use that in our chanting. So there's no need to be too much paranoid or guilty conscious because of inattentiveness. Inattentiveness is simply, is almost impossible to avoid. But what we can do is, even amidst inattention, we can try to maintain a firm intention. So, inattention is something that happens to us. But intention is something which we can choose. So, if we can maintain our intention, even amidst inattention, then we will get purification through that. Krishna will see that intention and Krishna will bless us. So when we are chanting, it's not just the sound that we are uttering. It's important, very important. But it's the person whom we are calling. And that person is a loving person. That person is an understanding person. That person is one who wants to help us. He's not there to judge us. So if we try to maintain the loving intention, Krishna will help us gradually to overcome the inattention. Thank you very much.